This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Today, we're speaking with Earl Lawrence of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, and also, I might add, VP for Regulatory Affairs at EAA. Thanks for joining us, Earl.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Here we are on the eve of the fifth, I believe, Sport Aircraft Expo in Sebring, Florida. And it's no secret that everyone is concerned about economic conditions, Earl. Let's take the temperature of the industry. How do you think things look at this point?
Well, like everyone else, the economics is hitting everyone hard, and it's all segments of the economy. And I think what we're seeing is a bit of a slowing and an acceleration of the consolidation of the light sport marketplace. You know, we all expected maybe there's so many manufacturers, so many ideas out there that we'd start seeing a consolidation or a focus on a few key players. And the economics are really forcing that at this point. Some of the sales we've seen, I'm looking at aircraft registrations over the last few months, and this last December has about half as many aircraft being registered as the previous year.
Has the segment been a little bit more resilient than you expected, given the economic conditions?
Maybe I was optimistic. I think it's been fairly resilient and doing well. And that was about what I expected because of the clientele that have been buying the aircraft up until this point. I think a lot of the purchasers of the brand new aircraft are those that have more means, a higher net worth. And even though they've been hit with the stock prices, these are folks that can still afford the aircraft that they're looking at. And in some cases, they're selling their Moonies, their Bonanzas, or whatever, because they realize that the type of flying they do is really more of this two-place, fun flying, and they don't need a more capable aircraft, and they'd like to have a brand new airplane. So, I think the sales are still staying pretty resilient, but that has also focused the marketplace on, maybe what we call the higher end or the more expensive light sport aircraft that are out there.
Okay, so we might expect to see some of those potential buyers here at the show in Sebring. What are some of the high points of the show?
I think the high point of the show is this is really the show focused on light sport aircraft for the whole year. In a way, for those that have been in the aviation industry, this is the MBA for light sport aircraft. If you're a jet buyer, you go to MBA. If you're an LSA purchaser or you're interested in the marketplace, this is the place to be. And, again, I think the focus is going to be on just who is showing up and who is displaying and who are the top performers. I think we expect really the big folks that are moving forward are a lot of the sponsors of the show. It's the Remoses, it's the Flight Designs, it's the Cessnas, Technam. Those are the ones that are selling the larger number of aircraft at this time and to be the active players. But also it's not just the bigger boys, so to speak, in this arena that I just mentioned. Some of the new things that are coming out that are really popular, and everybody's watching closely, and they seem to be doing well, like the Terra Fugia with their rotable light sport aircraft. Really interesting project, great bunch of engineers, really bringing together neat innovation. Icon with their amphibious aircraft, the design, the appearance of it is just incredible, and that's attracting a lot of folks too. And then still, there's some things out there for those who are more of the just get up in the air time frame. You see a few new powered parachutes coming out. You see some of these new motor gliders coming over from Europe are really interesting. They're the kind of things that you're on the outside, not even a cockpit, sitting there, and you're flying them around like a motorcycle. And they're certainly extremely affordable, and it's a great way to get in the air safely.
Has the size of the show been impacted by the economy? Can you tell?
At this point, really don't know, and we'll see what happens when we get down there and see who all comes. I expect it to be affected to a certain extent, but let's be real. People want to fly. That hasn't changed, and I see this continuing on. I see us having good attendance. I see a lot of manufacturing coming forward. But let's face it, we are facing one of the largest economic crises we have worldwide in many, many, many years. And that's bound to have some effect. But we're not going away. And I see the industry still growing as this consolidation takes place, because you see the top producers are still producing a good number of aircraft.
Well, we're looking forward to getting down there in the flight line and looking things over.
I sure am too.
All right, Arola, thanks very much for the update. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We've been speaking with Earl Lawrence of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association and EAA. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AbWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.